Rebecca and Henry Kephart stand outside the Crystal Saloon smoking with boxes of pizza. 9 years ago, they fell in love over pinball machines.
And we went, one of our dates was we went and played pinball, and he beat me, and no one's ever beat me at pinball, so I decided I should marry him.
Now they're finishing fourth and fifth in Juno's new tournaments. They just want to beat each other.
What's your favorite part about coming to these tournaments?
Whipping my wife's butt.
Last call for pinball signups.
Upstairs at the Barricade, a games bar above the Crystal Saloon, David Elrod starts the tournament, enforces the rules, and just about smokes the other players. Elrod started organizing pinball tournaments in April in Juneau after falling into the sport in California. This is the first year Alaska is entering the world's pinball arena with the International Flipper Pinball Association, which publishes online rankings for players in the state and all over the world. That group is run by the Sharp brothers, Zach and Josh. They revived the association in the early 2000s, and it's grown far more than they expected. Josh Sharp says he loves the way that the tournaments unite people, even those trying hard to beat each other, like the Kepharts.
We're both like fighting this machine, and there's really a sense of camaraderie and support, even among people, you know, playing against other people.
And he loves to see pinball growing in places like Alaska, because he believes the people who start playing will form their own communities in the sport.
If we can find someone to sort of like pull into our little family, it's usually safe that they'll find two more people, and then those people will find two more people.
Elrod, the Juno tournament organizer, is the top-ranked player in Alaska, but he wants to generate some competition and to share the love of the sport with others.
I get feedback a lot about how people just, especially a lot of people who are introverts and don't normally come out very much, and just found like this community that they get to go to, which is what was always really important to me.
Since he started the tournaments in April, 70 people in Anchorage and Juneau have jumped in. Elrod said that's more than states with far more people, like Hawaii. And Juneau players are catching up to Elrod.
Like in the final round of the final game, there was three of us tied for first. I was like, this is when you lose one finally, David.
Upstairs, the tournament took a turn. Rebecca played a very strong final round on the hardest machine, the Hulk. She came in second, beating the three other players left in the tournament by a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Wow.
Her husband was almost as excited as she was.
You beat David? No way.
Yes.
No way.
No way.
No way.
No way.
But with a strong lead going into that round, Elrod won again that night. The top 16 players in the state will get a chance to duke it out for number one in Sitka in January. If the current rankings stand, 11 of those players will be from Juneau. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.